The heathens take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse.
Welcome back to the JRD Hogcast. I am your host, Dylan Lee, joined as always with my co-host, Jordan Russell, and our producer, Luke Griggs. This one's...
The pick is in.
The pick is in, yeah. I was like, are we going to call this like a draft special one? We only say that because the draft is going on while we're recording this. This isn't going to be necessarily on this. But
probably have a little breaks here and there discussing as what just happened. I don't know if you'll believe it, Dylan. The Arizona Cardinals picked Kyler Murray with the number one pick.
And then Oh, boy.
No one saw it coming.
And right before we hit recording, I said, and here comes the Niners with the Nick Bosa card.
Yep.
Booking it down the hallway or whatever they got to do.
Hey, it's convenient, though. Leading up to this, all they were showing on Kyler Murray was all of his quote-unquote highlights that involved his little legs running around left and right, side to side, and up the field. Now they're showing his throwing highlights. Oh, there is a few of them in there.
Yeah, they are. And they're not baseball related.
Yeah, and they're not baseball related, exactly. Also happy to report, I am sniffle free.
Yeah,
I
hear that.
So if people have been like, damn, just tell him to shut up. Dylan, take over.
One man show this, Dylan, please.
I am good. I am sniffle free and happy to report it. How you doing, man? You didn't work today. It was wet out there.
Yep. I always try to schedule my days off on the rainy days.
Well, you nailed it today. 10 minutes in, feet were wet, back was wet, little raindrops down my butt crack. It was bad. It was a terrible day.
Sounds like an awful country song.
Or a good one, depending on your viewpoint.
Yeah, definitely how you look at it, I guess. Well, one thing we could look at is really the baseball team. Are we at Jekyll and Hyde yet status? I don't know how I feel about it.
Man, you go from winning 19-2 to losing 10-7. That's huh?
Right?
What happened?
And it goes into I've got to go right into our Twitter feed. I'm sorry, but where is it at? I believe it was
the mailbag.
Yeah, it was at. No, it's not necessarily mailbag quite yet because it's a full bag. So we got quite a bit. So I've got to just mention at Dim Hogs how he mentions that he was irritated by the broadcaster's description of a midweek loss as meaningless. Midweek conference test, the depth of our pen. All's well only if the weekend pitchers never get in a bind, which is unfair expectations in my book, which we've kind of mentioned this.
We've been talking about that, yeah.
Yeah.
The bullpen is Jekyll and Hyde. That's who that is. It's the bullpen. Well, no, that's wrong. Do you count the weekend starters as the quote-unquote bullpen?
No.
Because the bullpen has been pretty consistently bad for the most part.
Yeah, you want your starters to go 6 or 7 innings, and then we just hold on for the ride.
So he is right in the midweek non-conference test, the depth of the pen. I don't think they're meaningless as the broadcasters described it, but I don't think they're terrible because at the end of the day, the conference wins are what's going to get you in the postseason, especially given that we just spanked them on Tuesday night. Yeah. So that helps. I mean, when it comes to the rankings and stuff, they do look at kind of the scenarios that you're in and stuff like that. I think as far as the rankings go and the postseason stuff, this will kind of just be a week that didn't happen because we split it. Just like the Texas week, we didn't fall or move on after the Texas split. So
was that the first home run Cronin gave up? I feel like it.
No, he gave one up against, oh, man, you did it to me.
Ah, sorry.
Maybe Vandy.
Maybe.
He did give up a shot okay. Before that.
It's definitely one of those where it's like, man, you just don't see that.
Or no, maybe it was Mississippi State. That was one of the three that came in on Friday night. So
right.
It was Mississippi State.
So he didn't get slapped hard enough out of the bullpen? Is that something like that? Maybe not enough puffs on the old inhaler.
You know, honestly, I wonder what his mindset is coming into midweek games. I wonder, I'm sure he's still bringing the mojo and stuff, but I wonder if he's as jacked for those as he is for a conference game.
The weekend feel is completely different, especially when you're at home. So we had how many roll through there last weekend?
How many what?
How many fans? We had like 30,000 fans plus on that series last weekend.
More than the North End Zone's ever set.
Ayo.
No, that was definitely, as you said, Jekyll and Hyde. That was rough. I mean, Tuesday, my Lord, how many hits did we get? 19.
Yep.
19 hits.
19 runs, too, right?
19 runs. That's crazy. If we could catch some kind of, you know, run with that, I mean, we're getting near the end, so we could keep that going. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. So, another thing, now that I'm on the Twitter, I just kind of want to point out to Lucky Hill 22, who I guess we have proclaimed JRD Hogcast fan number one, or number one fan. I don't know. We might have to have a ranking system before it's all said and done. Top 10.
I'm going to go ahead and cut you off and disagree and say he has proclaimed.
He has proclaimed. It's in the Twitter bio. We've seen that.
We've
seen that.
Shout out.
And we also saw your intro song. So just keep an ear out for that. Maybe. You just don't know when. We're going to bag all these up. And we'll see when we have to break them out. But
this has been a busy, as you said, busy mailbag for us. So we actually have been pretty busy this week at work, so we're pretty much today where we're actually getting in and able to really read all this, but I will say that I do not know that song.
Well,
I'm Ready by AJR.
Yeah, I can say I didn't know it either, and then I have listened to about the first 10 seconds of it, and I hear SpongeBob, so I don't know what's happening, but with the whole opening it up to music and all that kind of stuff, it got me thinking. We really started this opening, I think, with your walk-up music. So that got me.
Country Boy Can't Survive, right?
Yeah, yes. Okay. So that got me thinking, let's kind of play a game. Well, when I say us, Jordan, you want to play a game of guess that Razorback walk-up music.
Right now, do I want to play a game?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What's the game?
Yeah, I'm going to play a little soundbite of a current Arkansas Razorback baseball player, and you have to guess whose walk-up music that is.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, as the song says, are you ready? I'm just kidding. I couldn't. I'm sorry. All right. Let's see here.
Do I win anything out of this?
All the glory.
Hey, tomorrow's Friday.
You can handle.
You grab me some tropical smoothie if I get them all right?
Okay, sure. If you get them all right, absolutely.
No.
Yeah, you said all.
How many are there?
I don't know. Until I get bored. There's a lot of players. This is a whole roster here. So.
Oh, damn.
And,
five. Give me five. That's over.
We'll give you five? I'll give you five.
Well, give me five. If I get five right, you buy me a tropical smoothie.
Okay.
Or I don't pay you back for the theater tickets. Which one? I'm just kidding.
Okay, well, here's the deal. We'll go with however many, and I had to kind of shorten it up, so if I have to play it a few times, you get two tries. I'll give you two plays of the song.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right.
I'm nervous. My hands are sweaty.
Here comes the first one.
She called me Mr. Bombastic, totally fantastic.
Kimberly.
Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr.
I'm going to play it out. That's about the same length of all of them.
That's Kinley.
That's Kinley. You're saying that is Kinley.
That's Kinley.
Locking it in.
Locking it in.
And that is AC Opitz.
What?
Yeah.
He was LPP.
Uh-uh. Nope.
No, you're wrong, bro. That's Kinley.
Uh-uh. You know where the source is right now? Straight off of the Arkansas Razorback website.
Did you miss that? No. He was the OPP song. Opitz is.
Uh-uh.
Oh, man.
let's see what else we got for you.
I'm disputing that one right off the bat.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to write that down.
All right. Number two.
Case Martin.
There it is. Ding, ding, ding. Do I got a clap thing over here? I don't know what I got.
You planned this out and didn't put a clap thing on there?
Sorry. I didn't expect you to get any right. Full
producer's
disclosure.
Producer's clapping for me. Makes me feel good.
So, I don't have a clapper. I got trombone, which I was definitely holding on to. So, all right. Let's see. Oh, that one cut short.
Is that one Kinley?
You want me to play it again?
No, I know it. I've heard it. I know I've heard it. Is that one Kinley?
That is not Kinley.
Damn it. Hold on. All right, it's not Kinley. Hold on. He's ill.
Again, I might as well play the trombone again. No, sir.
No? Who's that?
Fletcher.
Okay, hold on a second. When was this updated?
What? This is current. This is straight off of their website.
But it doesn't say, like, updated at such and such, because Fletcher had some kind of, like, Beyonce thing going on or something at one point.
Well, this is Fergie. That's Fergie.
That's Fergie?
Yeah, that's Clumsy by Fergie.
Okay, whatever. I'm a little disappointed in myself. I thought
I
would do better.
Maybe we shouldn't have played this game. So.
No, let's go again.
All right.
At least two.
All right.
What was that, 1-for-3 right now?
Numbers up. I had to get my numbers. Oh, thinking. The wheels are a-turning.
Franklin.
No, sir. It surprised me, too. You want another? You want me to play it again?
Yeah, one more time.
All right. Hey. Hey, get your numbers up. I had to get my numbers. Oh, I wish it go a little longer, but.
Goodhart?
No, sir.
Damn it. I don't know.
Curse that.
What?
Yeah.
See, now I'm telling you, man.
You don't think this is updated? This is this
off.
This is Sounds of Bomb Stadium. Arkansas Razorbacks website.
Kerstad had Amarillo. Amarillo's guy from Jason Aldean.
No, I know. I saw his earlier. Where was that at? Yeah. All right.
I think the cards are stacked against me right now.
You think it is? All right, so where are we at? We're at like 4, 5?
1-for-4.
All right, you just tell me when you want to stop the embarrassment.
Well, I'm starting to wonder if you ain't lying to me right now. I know you ain't, but go ahead, one more.
Last one here. I don't know if it's the last one. I kind of feel like I gotta end it on a, here we go. Ready for it? I don't know.
Don't give me a layup.
No, it's not a layup. All right. I'll give you two more.
Okay.
Here it is. Won't you follow me into the jungle? Pitcher.
He's a pitcher? Cronin?
Yeah. No.
Campbell?
No, sir.
Nolan.
That is Connor Nolan. Follow him into the jungle.
I didn't pay no attention to his walk up. I'm just thinking batters, see?
Yeah. Well, I think it's try. I don't think we actually hear it too often. So, last one.
All
right. Man, I have stumped him.
Can we stop the recording and redo this?
All right. Well, here's your hint. The answer. The song would be the answer to the question, did he go to the optometrist?
Oh, Goodhart, because the whole context crap.
That's Mr. Goodhart.
Man, I thought I would be so much better at that.
Anybody else you want to hear?
Kinley.
All right. You want to hear Mr. Kinley? All right. Here it is.
When I know his was something funky.
Yeah. Here comes the hot stepper.
Isn't there one that's, what's her name, Rihanna? Doesn't somebody have Rihanna?
Nesbitt has Lil Wayne.
But that's not Rihanna.
I know, but it might be a feature deal. I'm trying to think of anyone else. Shepherds is pretty good. I don't think I've heard that.
You gonna run this town tonight or something?
What, Shepherd or Cronin?
No, somebody. I don't know. What a disappointment. I'm sorry to the listeners. I thought that would be better. I'm not gonna lie. I'm trying to cheat and try to find Sounds of Bomb on their website, and I don't see that either. So,
I'm trying to think of who else play. Harris, Goodheart, Opus. They don't have Franklin. I do not see Franklin on here.
We're gonna revisit this. Or I'm gonna
you gonna study next time?
Yeah, something. I don't know.
So that is it for our walk up music.
Yes, please. Let's move on from
Cry
that.
Forever. You wanna jump into some Twitter dirt?
There is some good Twitter dirt this week.
There is definitely some good Twitter dirt. And our Twitter dirt is brought to you by Elite Mobile Detail, LLC.
Man, when you were saying that, I was like, LLC?
Yeah, right?
It didn't work. Give him a call at 832-540-8013. He is pretty much the king of mobile detailing. I don't even want to put it to Northwest Arkansas. He could get bigger and make it America.
America.
King of detailing in America. Also find him on Google at Elite Mobile Detail LLC. Search that and check out the reviews and more information on how to get in touch with him, set your appointments, and all that good stuff. So who's going first, me or you?
You lead us off. I want to say one thing. For the listeners, you find some dirt, send it our way. Use that hashtag if you really want to call them out, or DM us a screenshot of that. Might be featured on show. Most likely it will. Yeah.
So my Twitter dirt is brought to you by NCAA.
Oh.
You can believe it. They are changing the overtime rules.
Yes.
In college football. And I think that's just ridiculous because college football is known for having the most fun, the most fair overtime rules in football. And they are wanting to make it to where, so it's basically saying
this waters down the overtime like the NFL did.
Right. So basically, moving forward, if a game advances to a fifth overtime, the teams will run alternating 2-point plays instead of regaining possession from the 25-yard line like in previous or prior overtime periods. I don't like that one bit because
they're going to alternate 2-point conversions after the fifth overtime?
After the fifth, yep.
So can we call this the Arkansas rule? I mean, come on. With how many plus five overtimes we've been in, it might as well be the Arkansas rule.
I don't want to take credit for that.
Well, I didn't say it was a good rule.
No, but so one of the best things, so the listeners that might not know, the NFL basically had a sudden death overtime rule, what, three years ago now?
I feel like it's been longer than that. Because Tim Tebow took advantage of it.
No, that was first possession, one of the first throw gone.
Because then they do it when Tebow did it. It was and took advantage of it. It was only in playoffs because they at that time the overtime it was like maybe the first year they had it or the second year, but regular season they still had the sudden death, and then in the playoffs they had the if the first team scores, that whole business. And
So anyway, they was sudden death, meaning whoever won the toss got the ball. If they scored a field goal or touchdown, game's over. And then they tweaked it to basically if the first team gets the ball, scores a field goal, the other team gets a chance to answer, or if the first team scores a touchdown, then the game's over, which is garbage, whereas college would alternate – possession from the 25-yard line, and the first five or four, you could kick a field goal or go for two. But most teams opted for the field goal unless you're the Razorbacks in 2014, 13, whatever it was. But now they're keeping that aspect of it. But now after the fifth, it's alternating two-point conversions. So I can see this going one or two ways. Personally, me, reading it off the books, I hate it. I don't like it. I think a lot of people would agree that their overtime rules were fantastic. It was pretty fair. And basically, made the best man win type scenario. Whereas now, it could potentially extend overtime periods because now you're trying to go from the three-yard line rather than the 25. And there are Philly specials made out there all over the place for scenarios like that. Or it's going to piss a lot of people off that maybe you're on the fence with it right now. Let's wait and see how it goes. And then, well, that's bullshit. If you know, I don't like it. I don't understand why they got to fix something that's not broke.
Dude, you just set me off by just mentioning Philly special. First of all, a reverse, a double reverse, or a wider, wide receiver pass isn't a Philly special. Now, any kind of double, reverse, jet sweep, whatever it may be, where it looks like the quarterback's sneaking out, is a Philly special. This isn't anything new. Keep in mind,
as if that play had never happened before the Super Bowl with Philadelphia and New England.
Yeah, keep in mind, they took that straight off of a peewee field. I mean, not really. They straight up took it from a high school, but again.
Some argue.
Philly special. Morris. Get me a little burned up.
Some argue that that's Chad Morris play.
Well, there's definitely some Clemson tape out there that is very close to that.
Yeah. But that's my dirt. I don't, like I said, I don't understand why they got to do that. It was fine the way it was. The NCAA just keeps NCAA-ing things up, running things, if you will. And that's where I'm at with it. But what you got?
All right, mine. Yeah, I dug kind of deep. I don't know. This is actually coming from the college basketball bribery and all that good stuff. They're currently going through their witness list, and one of those witnesses is one Marty Blazer. And he was going to be a financial advisor, hoping to be. Well, he his report, and he is on the record of saying, from 2010 to 2014, he paid several hundred of thousands of dollars to football players from Pittsburgh, Penn State, Michigan, Notre Dame, Northwestern, UNC, and wait for it, Alabama.
I wish you had that. Is it NCIS or Law and Order? That dun-dun.
Dun-dun. Right before that. Yeah, so again, this might have been a blurb that you rolled through on Twitter, because ESPN's not talking about it. It might be because the draft's going on, and that's all they can concentrate on, or whatever it may be, but we're going to completely gloss over the fact that we knew what was going on with football. We know where the NCAA's at, but this has definitely bled over, and you knew the FBI probe and all that would bleed over into football, and now some of this is coming to light. And again, it just kind of upsets me that it's just a blurb on Twitter or maybe on the ticker of ESPN, but it's not actually getting talked about or elaborated on or anything of the sort, because these are pretty much confirmed.
Right. Let me ask you this about that. So would it bother you at all if it turns out Alabama, you know, this catches steam and he's dirty and, you know, they start taking away national champ. Would it bother you at all as a football fan that Alabama didn't do it right? If you can remove yourself from the hatred that we have as SEC West opponents and everything, would that bother you?
I think it tarnishes the game as a whole, because Alabama football has kind of been the pinnacle of it. I mean, they've turned out 60-plus guys to the NFL, and so that's basically – the minor leagues for the NFL, as we talk about the NFL draft. But
they just got Quinnen Williams, number three pick overall right there.
To the Jets?
Yep.
Okay. So I think it would taint all that, and there's going to be folks that go to Alabama and grind and maybe aren't a part of that, that now everyone that went to Alabama is going to have that doubt, like, hey, how much were you getting paid? How much all that kind of stuff? And it's one of those deals, like, I'm pretty certain that, I said it right here on, read a tweet about it, but nothing's going to come of it. I can almost guarantee you that Alabama won't have any kind of violations towards the NCAA or anything of that sort in regards to paying their players. There's not going to be a major scandal involving Nick Saban because that's the NCAA's cash cow. So essentially, college athletics is a pyramid scheme right now, and at the top of that pyramid is the NCAA, and below that is the conferences, and then eventually the schools.
Right. So, I think for me it would suck to see that because, there was kind of always a running joke about Bama being dirty and all that because of how good they are, but I've always kind of thought that they were clean. It's just more fun to poke fun at them rather than give them props because we don't like them. But it would really hurt me as a fan, especially an SEC fan, because all those SEC haters, if something came out like this, oh boy, that would snowball real quick.
Hell yeah, it would destroy the conference as a whole because Alabama is the platform or the foundation for it right now for football.
Right.
But I think in terms of this whole deal, the whole investigation, basketball and football, one thing that would hurt me, personally most would be with the Duke stuff. So the Zion Williams stuff is really picking up steam. And I just, if all this allegations and all this stuff is true, I have a hard time believing Coach K didn't know. So, that would upset me if Coach K is somehow involved because he has kind of been the benchmark for being a basketball coach.
Right.
And that would be kind of sad to see because it always seemed like he's kind of done it the right way and has been a stand-up guy when it comes to that kind of stuff. So,
you know what also stands out to me with this? Nick Saban's name has been mentioned. Or Alabama,
mm-hmm.
for Calipari.
Yep.
How does he do it?
I feel like he's, I've done the whole, sleaze kind of thing with Willie Wade, but Calipari is right there with it because he already has that demeanor. Everyone knows he's a sleaze bag, so it's right. Just, whatever. And I think it was when the one and done was really starting to pick up steam, he just rolled with it. He took that villain role and ran with it. So I think it's kind of one of those deals where it's like if you're making fun of somebody and then they start making fun of themselves right back at you, you're like, well, this isn't fun anymore. So yeah.
Moving on from the sad NCAA stuff, because also I have more to come later.
Yeah.
We probably have, I'd say, a decent portion of Kansas City Chiefs fans listening to us, given our demographic,
Yeah.
Our, we're pretty much split between Chiefs fans or Cowboys fans. And then we have the sole Jacksonville fan sitting here. And, man, this is tough. EA done gone and put Mahomes on the Madden cover.
The curse.
We all know what that means.
You want me to hit it right now? Just to...
It's not good for them.
No.
Well, it's not good for me.
You are, that is kind of your go-to team when it comes to Madden straight up.
No, not, I'm not even talking about that. He's my keeper.
He's your keeper on the fantasy league, too. Hey, I thought we weren't going to talk fantasy football on this thing.
He's my keeper, but the curse is real.
Yeah.
It might not be injury stuff because, did Brown get injured last year?
Well, Brown had all his shenanigans. He had a decent year and everything when it came to performance, but then the last year he decided not to play no more. So.
Right. He just straight up said, I'm done.
Yeah.
But, he did get a milk mustache somewhere along the way there. That was stupid. But anyway, I just wanted to personally say I'm sorry to the Chiefs fans that are listening. Good luck. I'm in this fight with you, as I said, because he is my keeper from the Fantasy Football League. And, prayers out to him. Let's hope he stays healthy, works out, nothing bad happens.
It's probably a rough day for Chief fans. Like, I probably got all excited for some draft to see where their future holds, and now you've gotten tapes of Tyreek Hill coming out, and then you have Mahomes on the cover. Like, they're probably in hiding at this point. Like, if they were in Nashville, they're probably on the first plane, and they gone.
They My gone. Neighbors are Chiefs fans. I might, after this, go out there and be like, hey, man, how's it going? You doing okay?
Just check on them, right?
Yeah, see how they're doing.
PSA by us. Go check your Chiefs fans.
Make sure they're all okay. As far as the Tyreek Hill, we don't have to get too far into it, but there are tapes that are released that he is, I guess, threatening his fiance that he...
The fiance, and then obviously apparently some descriptions with the child abuse as well. So that broke pretty much as soon as the draft started and as soon as we started recording. So we haven't gotten to dive into that. And another thing that just posted up here is Nick Bosa liked Instagram posts featuring racist and homophobic comments.
Oh,
so that is the trend that we are in with social media. As soon as they can attach you to something, they will. And I think Nick Bosa was already in some kind of hot water, so.
It doesn't have to go that direction.
Nope.
I'm sick of that. But anyway.
But going back to Madden, they're kind of changing it up for your Madden fans out there. There are going to be some new features, one of which is a something that they kind of maybe... dropping that sounds like a superstar mode. Basically something with QB1. You start off in the college football playoffs, try to dominate and win a national championship, move on to the combine, impress there, and then obviously start your NFL career. So it sounds like they're bringing back some kind of career mode, but it's going to be just QB based.
That's fine. That's what I normally used to do anyway.
Yeah.
Always got to be the QB, man.
QB1.
You don't get to try to win the Heisman, though, huh?
I guess not. So you're already in the playoffs, though. It sounds like kind of a 2K kind of deal, because 2K a few years back allowed you to play as, and they had the actual colleges in there with the old players, and so you joined these actual, you know, like, they're popular ones, Kansas, you know, Kentucky, all the bigger names, Michigan State, and then you played through the tournament, and then you went to the NBA, that whole storyline. They did that a few years back. So sounds like EA maybe is going to get selective rights to some certain teams. Who knows?
That'd be cool. Also, some big news in the Razorback world is Jordan Weber hire.
Yes.
The gymnastics.
We got some gold medal.
Gold medal winning coach.
Yeah.
She was part of – so I told you before we started recording, the name, I saw the name on Twitter, and I know that name. Or I know that name. Clicked on it, saw a picture. I'm like, I know her. I knew she was big, but then you brought it to my attention. She was part of the, you said Fab Five. I don't think it was Fab Five, was it?
I thought that's how they went along with it, with Michaela Maroney and Douglas and all that folks that came through and won gold that year. What was that? That
U.S. was Olympics, man. That's cool. And, you know, we already have a pretty decent gymnastics team, so she might be able to get us up there competing with I'm pretty sure Alabama right now is who's dominating that sport in gymnastics, but if you can believe it, Alabama dominating and something. But Alabama, Florida, of course. So that's cool. That's exciting. That might give the folks some, you know, reason to get out there and support the – what do they call them? Gymbacks.
That's the last I thought they called them gymbacks. So. They kind of got away from that, it seemed like, though, because the basketball team, the women's basketball team, was like ladybacks, and you don't hear them referred too much as ladybacks anymore as well. So, like, hit or miss on that kind of stuff. And maybe it's one of those deals.
And it's flavor of the month.
Yeah. So.
And also, I need to come out and publicly apologize. We got some criticism, or not we, I caught some flack. We talked about Tiger Woods and winning the jacket, and it's golf. And apparently my tone was pretty evident that I don't care much for golf. I do apologize. I'll try to do better in the future, or if I just don't much care for it, I will just not talk about it and let you handle it. But I'll try to do better, but thank you for the criticism as well, because without that, we can't get any better. So shout out to the listener that hit me up personally for that. So thank you. And also, again, I apologize.
Wow. All righty then. So
I am not too proud.
So yeah, let's kind of highlight some PGA now. <I'm just kidding.
laughs> Where's the mute button at? Let me go.
Did you catch that last pick? We have Eli Manning's successor and one Daniel Jones.
So they went with the Duke boy, huh?
The Duke boy. Which
I thought it was Haskins.
Yeah.
I thought they were gonna go after him.
I like the pick. I've definitely have an opinion on one Daniel Jones, so he's definitely got a good crew behind him when it comes to learning. So if you don't know, the Manning's old QB coach helped groom Daniel Jones. The Mannings helped groom Daniel Jones, and now he's gonna go and learn what he can from one Eli for a year or two, maybe. That seems like a great position for him. But it's still the Giants, so that's enough of that. We'll wait for this big...
Jacksonville Jaguars are on the clock. Yes. So given the way your fandom has gone, being a Jacksonville fan, why don't we take the opportunity to hit the segment of burning you up? Because I feel like whatever you have written down, if anything, will change in about 4 minutes and 55 seconds.
Okay, fair enough. So you got to lead that one off, because... I want to just kind of think where they're going to go. They're going to go probably offensive line of some sort, but they should go DK Metcalf. But we'll stay right here.
You got to do the sponsor drop real quick. Come on now.
For the Burning You Up?
Burning You Up.
All right. Our Burning You Up segment is brought to you by Ivan's Old Time Meat Shop. They are located at 2101 North 2nd Street in Rogers, Arkansas. Their number is 636-3636. Hit them up. Specialty cuts, freezer bundles. Those are awesome. Fill them up. Get ready for Memorial Day. All that goodness.
I don't want to get cut off here, but I feel like it might happen. But my Burning You Up segment is the NCAA again. As I said, I have more coming your way. But we just, I thank you, the last episode, the one before, was the NCAA, and we were kind of talking about, you know, allowing transfers and how the rules are kind of bent one way and not another for certain players. Well, offensive lineman from Coastal Carolina, Brock Hoffman, is trying to transfer closer to his mom, who just recovered from a tumor being removed from her dadgum head, and he wants to be closer to home. And the NCAA denied his request to transfer. Not substantial enough reasoning.
Yeah, so did you hear the actual breakdown of the reasonings? Because he gave a few descriptions on why they denied it. Did you read those?
I did, but unfortunately, I cannot find what folder I put that in.
Okay, so the NCAA denied it for two main reasons. Virginia Tech is 5 miles outside of the 100-mile radius from his home.
Which is where he's wanting to transfer to.
And now the NCAA is a group of doctors. This is his note. Group of doctors, and has stated that the mother's condition has gotten better since he was at Coastal Carolina. Yet, the left side of her face, it still has paralysis. She also has hearing and eyesight loss and will never be 100% the same.
Like you said, the NCAA are now a panel full of medical doctors and telling people when they can. Well, you're running this right now. Sorry for the background noise.
I'm sorry. There's so much going on with the...
Breaking for Dylan here, the host of the show. You want to let him know?
You're ahead of me, man.
Oh, you don't know yet. Oh.
Yeah, it's a good 20 seconds. I'm just
Josh
now...
Allen.
What? Linebacker?
Defensive end from Kentucky. Yeah. That's a good get.
That's surprising. Yeah. All right.
But
let's
I
go.
I don't want to downplay what we're talking about here. I think it's disgusting, honestly.
Yeah. You can't
Fields
make that
can
call.
Transfer from Georgia because he's not getting enough playing time. Like I said, I had some notes taken down. I don't know what folder I put it in, but I had more examples of just the
if there's
the
anything
that
is medical hardship, which is what he was going for, it's that. And it's great that you took this over, especially in the timing of things, because this was also mine burning me up too. So just kind of worked out that way that we really don't try to tell each other what we have on these until, you know, before we start, like 5 minutes before we start recording. And right. This is one of the few times where we both had the same one. And I think we had two of them.
Well, we had the overtime rules.
Yeah, we had the overtime rules as well. So there's that.
This is garbage, though. I believe gotten a lawyer involved with this. And, you know, normally when it comes to college athletes, when it, you know, transfers and stuff, I'm kind of, like I said, we touched on this in the last episode, but, you know, try to play, quit being a quitter, you know, quit being a little baby if you're not getting enough playing time, work harder. And a lot of kids, you know, in the past have done this before this new transfer portal. They will take their grad transfer spot, which I'm fine with at that point because they stuck with it for 4 years. And they try to get some playing time, and then they will decide, okay, I can legally go now. There's no restrictions on that. I can do it. But in this case, his mom. It's his freaking mom. And the NCAA coming out and saying, she's better now. What's your problem? That's terrible. That's just such a bad look for them.
Yeah. But, again, I don't know when it'll happen, but there is definitely a time when we can go an hour plus on just strictly the NCAA and the problems that they have.
Right. So. And also, not trying to make a plug to our listeners, but I'm sure a lot of our listeners have some thoughts on NCAA crap. And like you said, we could make a good show about it. That might be an explicit tag on the side of it, if we end up doing a whole show over the NCAA. But we'd love to hear your feedback, or if, you know, something's come along the line that we haven't seen, or if something from the past, I don't care. I mean, if you have something that's been, for lack of a better term, burning you up, you know, over the years that the NCAA's done, or to our audience that has some memories of the 80s or whatever, let us know. And like I said, we would really enjoy doing a show over the NCAA, and maybe we can get enough listeners to maybe push on up the line to wherever the hell they sit in their cozy offices and see what they have to say about it.
And exactly. If you have something that you want to join in, especially on this one with the latest crap move from the NCAA, hit us up at JRD Hogcast, or use that hashtag JRD Hogcast. And there was so much going on during that. Like, because I'm on the ABC feed for the NFL draft right now. So I looked over, Jacksonville's on the clock, the pick is in. I see one Taylor Swift in a rainbow robe, straight up, apparently doing analysis for the NFL. So
that's pretty spot on for Jacksonville, though.
Oh man, come on now.
That's I mean, who else you gonna get?
I understand the draft is in Nashville too, by the way. So I know people be coming at us like, "Well, she's country."
No, she's not.
Let's just back up there.
Nashville is not what Nashville used to be, as far as all that crap goes. But that's neither here nor there.
So you mentioned this, and I don't know if this wasn't a mailbag, but it is kind of a fun thing. People are upset because the draft is interfering with their bachelorette parties. Is that what we're seeing?
I scrolled on by that because you said don't worry about it.
Well, it's kind of going in hand. Maybe they won't. Now they had a chance to see Taylor Swift in a bathrobe, because guarantee you that was a bathrobe. It might have said
rainbow
Gucci.
Bathrobe, apparently. Yeah, so. I must have missed that, and I'm not sad about it. But so essentially on Twitter, there was these two very, very upset-looking women kind of staring off into the abyss. And it's the caption of it was something along the lines of, when you know who's not excited, the draft is in Nashville, is people planning their bachelorette parties that didn't know. So we had a little fun back and forth with this before we started recording. Our producer kind of, because I said that could be Twitter dirt. How the hell do you not know the drafts in Nashville? But the producer's like, well, how's that Twitter dirt? And I'm like, how the hell do you not know the drafts in Nashville? And he said, well, isn't that more of a husband problem? And I said something about that as well, but that's a good point. I mean, maybe though, if their good sense of humor is the husband's, maybe they did that on purpose.
Did that on purpose.
I'm
going to
have a fun bachelor party in Vegas. Ain't nothing going on there that ain't normally going on. You go on to Nashville. Have fun. Have some drinks.
Yeah.
Don't worry about nothing. You get up and down Broadway right
you,
now.
You just go down Broadway. They go honky-tonk and have a blast.
But the Nashville thing, too, when we went to the Supercross races, man, that's been, what, 3 weeks ago now?
Mm-hmm.
Then they were preparing. Our Uber driver took us down to Broadway because we are responsible people. He was mentioning how we could normally get in through this particular road that he was trying to take us on, but they had to shut down preparing for the draft. So, I mean, everybody's known this draft's going on for a long time. So, shame on those bachelorettes for not knowing better.
Oh, there goes a tight end off the
show,
board.
Dylan. Quit watching.
Sorry. So, well, might as well just dig into the bag because it is probably as full as it's been it lately. And our mailbag is brought to you by NWA Streetworks. NWA Streetworks is a local performance shop from brake jobs, engine swaps, nitrous, force induction, dyno tuning support, or full customs. They can get you going, and they can get you going fast. You can reach them at 479-549-3622, and give them a call. Dyno, NOS, turbos.
So one of our mailbag questions is actually adding us saying it's burning them up. Did you catch that?
I think we, yeah. I did not see that one. I thought that was the one that they were upset about the midweek loss, but I am seeing that one now.
We don't have to go. I mean, it's still mailbag, still in the Twitter mailbag, but
yeah, it
says, how can you compare the borderline rivalry to the Battle of the Boot? Who cares if Coach Petrino helps Missouri out? Who has the defensive coordinator from LSU's last football championship appearance? Can't make something out of nothing. I have an issue with this one. Did we compare the battle line rivalry to the boot? Because I'm going to say no.
I never have, never will.
Absolutely not. If anything, when it comes to the battle line rivalry, we've made fun of it.
Yep.
We have talked about others trying to make more of a rivalry from it, you know, with the Nance transfers. We ain't got to go through all that crap again. We've talked about it enough.
Yep.
But shame on you for saying that, because we did not do that.
We will never. We've always used the words like manufactured or artificial or something along those lines, typically.
Right.
Our official stance, the JRD Hogcast official stance on the battle line rivalry is it is the game.
It's a game.
It's the Missouri game. So.
That's NCAA SEC crap. That has nothing to do with rivalry. The only thing out of that that makes that I agree with is can't make something out of nothing.
Right. Do you catch the LSU stuff? I'm confused there.
What?
The
Oh, I assume he's talking about Chavis.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're not gonna add this guy. He doesn't deserve the acknowledgement of that because
the listeners will have to go and dig. It'll still be around there. You can find it, but not your best
Shame
work.
Shame on you.
Not your best work.
Not your best work. But there's another one that's, well, this one I like. So if you can get at JRUS2289, myself, into a race car, does that mean at the DL7, you, Dylan, has to ride a dirt bike?
Oh.
And they said, I have a pit bike we can use. Are you familiar with what a pit bike is?
Yes.
Okay. I am fine with that.
Oh, boy. I am not comfortable on two wheels. I don't have an official stance on this, and I did not see this one. So I was like, wait, what are you talking about? So I had to scroll down, and you actually bypassed one that I'm seeing here.
I did, intentionally, because I like this one.
Oh, man. You can't just be picking and choosing.
You've been paying attention to the draft. I'm taking over this show. It's mine. We're going off of what I want.
Sure. If
sure,
I can get you
agreement, we can get that here right now that you will get on a. He said pit bike, so I will keep it there.
Pit
I won't,
bike. Yeah,
I won't go any more aggressive than that.
But he is also I see quotations there, so pit bike.
Maybe because he wasn't sure if you knew. What
is that
pit
because
bike
it's
was.
Like slang or
no? It's a pit. I mean, we can. I mean,
I understand what a typical pit bike is, and that's what I'm envisioning. So. Yes.
Those can be bored out to haul ass. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
Yeah,
and I'm hoping that's why there's quotations there.
So,
all right, y'all heard it here. This is a deal. If I get into a race car, Dylan has to ride a dirt bike.
Yeah, but race car is pretty loose. I'm just telling you.
Well, if your balance ain't worth the shit, so can it be a dirt bike. And then we also got here, again, that's, we're shaking hands on that. We got, is there anything particular you'll be watching for in the upcoming football season to indicate that Chad Morris is on the right path? I like this question. The obvious answer is more wins, but that's pretty generic, right?
Yeah.
I want to see better communication on offense because that was pretty terrible last year. With all signs pointing towards Ben Hicks being the quarterback, I'm not going to really put his performance on Morris, but I am going to put the receiver route tree, the variations of formations and everything on Morris. And I'm hoping, as we've talked about, I'm hoping that Mike Woods has – I don't know if it's too much to say a 1,000-yard season because obviously this is the second year, but I do want to see, you know, 600 to 700 yards maybe spread across a couple of receivers. I guess Trey Knox right now is probably one we can look forward to. But defensively, as you know, I'm not huge on Chavis. I kind of feel like the game's left him a little bit. But Chad Morris is the head coach. So we had a pretty decent defense at the beginning of the year, and then it tapered off, but our schedule ramped up. So I'm going to say the offense needs to put up some more, more yards. I'm not going to say points. More yards.
Make that offense more efficient.
More efficient. Make that offense look like the whole Chad Morris hyped offense is supposed to look like.
And so, especially the last, going to NFL and NCAA, the big thing with teams now, the thing that they really are sticking out is yards per play. And, they talked big on Oklahoma because of their yards per play. Same with Clemson.
Well, you know, if teams are wide open in the Big 12, it's not hard to get 15 yards a play.
Exactly. So, jumping over me, but I was going to say that's kind of a skewed stat. Yeah. But, so, one thing that I want to see shored up, and we kind of got a taste of it in the spring game, was that we only had one penalty. But again, spring game, so you don't know where that's at. How the refs are, because a lot of times the coach is going to be like, hey, we've been having problems with this particular deal in terms of penalties, and that's what the refs are going to be concentrating on. So, shoring up the penalties, getting out, and actually operating the offense like they want, because the whole left lane hammer down, that wasn't happening last year, and we were getting bonehead stuff. Delays of game, we had folks with the same numbers on the field and just kind of people not making heady plays across the board. We all know what happened against that Northern Texas team. So just stuff like that, eliminate the bonehead plays. That means that you're getting these football players' IQ better. And they're learning and being a student of the game. That's where it's going to start. Because I think the talent's there.
One of the biggest things I picked up out of what you just said was the delay of games. That's good. I like that one a lot. If we're going to be this fast-paced offense, that should never be an issue. And that was an issue. I'm sure the playbook was pretty crazy compared to what they were used to before. But if you're going to be a hurry-up, run-and-gun type style offense, delay games should never happen. And that goes back to also your football IQ comment. So I like that.
Basically, pre-snap in general, when I say that. So, when I'm talking pre-snap, illegal formation that's on wide receivers lining up, and just heady plays are all pre-snap. Knowing the snap count, false starts, delay of games, that is all what I lump into heady, smart football plays. So, and that's all stuff where, when they get the playbook down better, those should all sure up. So, the other stuff I can take. Hold if you're protecting your guy, that kind of thing, that happens. But all starts, illegal formations, all that other stuff, shouldn't. So that's what I would see. Clean that stuff up.
And basically, I know this is pretty terrible, but 3 wins is improvement, right?
Oh, boy. I think we got to – I definitely on the – what was it? Way too early predictions and whatnot. So many episodes ago. Yeah. The spring game kind of tapered me down, and we'll definitely see with the Portland State. But I'll have an official one before Portland State, which we'll see how that goes. And I've definitely kind of bumped it down a little bit. I don't know about bowl eligibility. I think we're on the precipice of that. Just the edge. I don't know. This isn't just what I've seen so far.
But thank you for your questions, comments. Thank you so much for the bet that me and Dylan, or I guess agreement me and Dylan now have. Freaking pit bike. I will for sure be hitting that record button on my phone.
Oh, man. So we got, you see that last one up there? That's more baseball talk. And kind of talking about the weekend starters and mid.
Did I miss one?
You want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't.
The postseason success, as I see it, is solely dependent on the weekend starters. I guess this is more of a comment. Stretching 6 to 7 innings. All comes out in the wash in Hoover, Regionals, and Omaha. A minimum of 4 games to win. That's when you realize midweek losses meant something after all. So that's kind of piggybacking off of what we talked about earlier with being irate with the meaningless midweek test or whatever you want to say. And we're kind of just rehashing it. But yeah, absolutely. When you get into a tournament play, it's tough. I would say that the College World Series and winning the College World Series is the hardest thing to do in college sports, probably.
Right. It's a lot of games.
Yep.
It's a lot of playing. It's not, you know, it's good in the aspect of where football is. I mean, a lot, especially, you know, Clemson, Alabama as of late, 4 out of 5, I mean, if you play 10 games, that might split right down the middle at 5 if they played. Whereas baseball is you get best of 3, see what mm-hmm. happens. So I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have, in the side of pitching, you can't have your stud go out there every game. So we can't have Campbell pitch every game in, you know, a tournament and rely on him as where if you're Clemson, you've got Trevor Lawrence. As long as he's healthy, every game.
So. Right. So, I guess we're probably running up against the clock here a little bit, but do we need to hash this out on the air with, are we recording Sunday? Or will we have something for the listeners on Monday, or what are we doing there?
Let's finish up the series, so we will let the series go. Plan on a Monday recording, so that means our next recording will be a little delayed. Bear with us, but that gives everyone more chances to hit us up on Twitter at JRD Hogcast. Get into that mailbag. Tell us what's burning you up. Interact with the show. Hit us up on intro music if you want to hear it. We might have a I'm ready. Who knows? I'm not a big fan of SpongeBob, but whatever. And maybe Jordan will go home and study some walk-up music.
Apparently he needs to.
So,
what that guy was doing, but he was stupid.
So, we'll wrap it here. And for JRD Hogcast, I am Dylan Lee.
And I am Jordan Russell. And again, thank you so much. That's most full our mailbag has been. So, we really, really do appreciate everybody listening and interacting. And hopefully, y'all keep it coming at us.
And shout out to Luke Griggs for putting this all together and producing for us. And until next time, woo, big, dooey.
Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow.